Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien from Top Third Ag Marketing with your Monday morning weekly grain outlook. We are higher across the board this morning. The main driver of today's rally is what it has been the last several weeks. That is dryness in Argentina. So over the weekend, they received some rain, about 20% coverage, but this still leaves about two-thirds of the grain belt there in pretty dramatic stress. Estimates for that Argentine crop now dropping from the U.S.'s previous guess at over 50 million metric tons down to between 44 and 46, with some private forecasters dropping that even as low as 40 to 42 million metric tons. So we will have to keep an eye on that, as the outlook for rain is not very promising over the next week to 10 days. So we've got May beans right now trading up 8 cents at 10.55 and a half, about 4 cents off the highs. We've got November beans trading up a nickel at 10.33, put in a new contract high there at 10.34 and three quarters this morning. Funds, big buyers of beans last week, as of Friday's commitment of traders report, their long position now almost 100,000 contracts after adding about 50,000 in the previous week. And the meal is approaching the levels not seen since 2012, funds along about 85,000 contracts of meal. USDA this morning reported a sale of 132,000 tons of beans to China. Also of note, China booked up to 20 cargoes of beans from Brazil over the last week or so. So again, we are keeping an eye on Argentine weather to see if that will continue. Taking a look at wheat, we've got May wheat up 10 and a quarter cents at 474 and a half. Kansas City May up a dime at 494 and three quarters. In addition to the drier parts of the southwestern plains, we also have colder weather moving into Russia and Ukraine. And with the limited snow cover there, there is an increased chance of winter kill. Also this afternoon, the hard red winter wheat ratings will come out state by state. Recall the last numbers out of Oklahoma were 4% good to excellent. Kansas was 14% good to excellent. We will have to see what kind of updates come out of that. Funds are still short about 60,000 contracts in Chicago, now long about 12,000 in Kansas City. Finally, corn following the beans and wheat up reluctantly. If at all here, we've got May up 3.5 cents at 369 and three quarters, with a high at 370. December corn up 2.5 cents at 399 and three quarters, running into some pretty stiff resistance there at the $4 level. Although we have moved above the 200-day moving average, which comes in at 397 and three quarters right now. If we spend a day or two above that level, that could bring in some additional fund buying. Funds over the last week flipped from a short position finally of about 10,000 contracts. That was what was left of that over 200,000 contracts. Short position, bought about 30,000 contracts as of last Tuesday, and now are long about 20,000 contracts. So we will see if the technicals on their own are enough to bring in additional fund buy and push us over that $4 level in the Dease. USDA announced a sale this morning of 125,000 tons of corn to unknown. In outside markets, we've got the dollar a bit stronger, up 7 points at 89.88. Stock market up about 250 right now. And we've got crude oil up 50 cents a barrel at 64.05. So again, the main driver here in the markets is the weather in Argentina. We will keep an eye on that and see if it continues. If you'd like to get a hold of us here at Top Third, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great week.